Now that this information has begun to be absorbed into your consciousness and the subconscious levels of your awareness are rearranging to allow an attitude adjustment, a new focus is developing. The world you observe is changing before your eyes. There are three levels of awareness developing: the facade as presented to you, the activities of the magicians, and the refocusing of the mass consciousness of the planet's inhabitants. The first two layers of simultaneous awareness were present within your psyche, but were blurry and distorted. Examining them in some detail has allowed clarity and understanding. Adding the third brings forth the realization that you are indeed standing on the first rock of the project's planned diversion. Now it is decision time. Do you participate and continue in sharing a clear picture of the movie in progress all around you? This is a scenario rather than a scene. It is a motion all around you with all three activities interacting on the same stage, all within depth, width, and height. It goes without saying that the project is the least focused of the activities as yet. That is your job. The basic job description is present within these messages. The framework is there. It is your personal responsibility to flesh out the job. The free will aspect is the ball in your court. Whether you pick it up or walk away is your choice. Our part to play within this drama, tragedy, or love story, your choice, is to act as the producer of this production. The writing, directing, and acting are your contributions. The producer provides the financing and the decisions as to whether the proposed script is something the backers, the investors, will approve. If script writers do not bring a proposed scenario to the producers may decide a certain thing would be saleable and solicit writers to contribute outlines. Since there have been no new paradigm novels, the theater owner has instructed this producer to solicit new paradigm outlines, beginning with a statement of purpose setting the theme. This is your invitation to participate. Since this is a Cecil B. DeMille type production, collaboration is recommended. The analogies used are not meant to make light of the situation, but to instill understanding at subconscious levels of your awareness. Pictures are easily assimilated in clarity. Words are filtered through a myriad of individual past experiences, attitudes, opinions, and all the programming each of you carries through the deliberate indoctrination you have received. Movies and television have been their tools of deception. However, the pictures that are brought forth by the imagination are far more powerful. For example, in your not-too-distant past, there was storytelling of myths and legend that invoked imagination. The current cartoons for children and movies have been provided to repress the inner imagination and stifle the creative instinct. Pictures program the subconscious. Pictures focused with the intent of reprogramming the subconscious accomplish this quickly. Purposeful intent supported by resolve is focus. The planet and humanity continue to cry out for an end to this scenario, but only humanity can bring the end through the creation of a new plot, a new script, and a new play. Free will allows humanity the choice to continue the present movie or simply have the stage revolve to the next production. However, there must be a new set or a scene on that stage so that audience participation can be invited to create this play of plays for the planet as a whole. What more can be done is now out of our hands. The wake-up calling is up to each of you as this message comes into your experience. Who is it that you know in your heart would resonate with the challenge focused through it? Will you dedicate yourself to this critical cause? Will you read, listen, and study the information with the intention of allowing its message to fill the void that resonates within you because of the deceptions of the dark magicians? When you think or speak the small prayer, "I'm a human becoming, help me become," ask for guidance through your feelings that you may know. You are calling forth the vibratory connection to your source, the cause of your life experience, here and now. Lines of communication open, and seeming miracles begin to happen through coincidence and synchronicities. Most of all, a calm and peaceful attitude becomes prevalent in your experience. Your countenance changes, and you know who you are, why you are here, and what is to be done in each moment. You have a purpose, a mission, and there is hope for this planet after all.